Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. I am so happy to be talking to Nell Arnault today. She is one of my favorite teachers and one of the most authentic healers I think I've ever met. So we were going to have a two-hour show, so she's going to be calling in around 1. So until we get her on the line, we're going to start to have some conversations with people that would be possibly waiting, and we're going to have some conversations that will be stimulating and kind of moving in directions that you probably would not be talking to just anyone about. So I'm going to see if I can come in contact with someone. Hold on a sec. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Am I talking? Who am I talking to?
Is this Patty?
Hi. How are you? You are online. yes, this is my friend KT. KT is a healer, and we have such great conversations about many avenues of healing. So I'm going to have KT, and we're going to start the conversation before, you know, Nell comes on. So this way we can start really having it kind of move into different directions and kind of build some energy. So KT, tell us about what you do.
Well, lately I've been just focusing on my own kind of healing journey, which is creating this beautiful life within me.
Yes, and I have to tell the people about how wonderful it is that I have been at one of your births of your daughter Elizabeth, and it was truly the most amazing birth I have ever witnessed. I mean, we should have videotaped it because it was just the most perfect birth. I have to say, you made it seem easy. So, which I know it is.
There to help keep me grounded.
Well, you know, I mean, being a mom and being, you know, a mom of three children, and this is kind of what has been going on for you, you know, in your own kind of consciousness about bringing a new energy into the planet. What is some of the thoughts and kind of concerns, or maybe just thoughts, I'd like to stay in the positive, about what's been going on for you with this birth? So that's an interesting question.
Yeah, this whole pregnancy, of course, each pregnancy is different, but this pregnancy has been very profound for me in the sense that I have stepped away. I've actually closed my healing practice to take a sabbatical and really going within myself, really taking a look at my own so-called illusions of miscreation, my own projections, my own ego, and really trying to get into the field of being in the moment, being in my heart space, and finding that, and really coming from that, which
right.
is been quite an interesting journey the past, 6 months, 7 months.
And I think during a pregnancy, you find your old patterns, a lot of things that you're kind of cleaning house because you're making room and making a person. So a lot of the stuff that I think that your container, your being was holding in that whole solar plex is now being released. So a lot of times I find that pregnancy is the perfect time that a lot of the stuff starts to really move its way out. It comes to the surface. It, you know, whatever you stuff down there, fears or things that, you know, you thought they were gone, seem to start to come back again. So I think it's real important for a lot of women out there that do have children that say, wow, I just went through the worst pregnancy. It was just hard for me. I didn't even like my, I've actually heard a woman say, every pregnancy I had, I wanted to divorce my husband. It was obvious that her issues about being, you know, possibly in past lives, being enslaved, being forced to have many children, you know, against her will, started to show up during the pregnancies in this lifetime. So it was real interesting how the emotional body remembered those particular past lives where pregnancy could have actually killed her too. So there was a lot of fear around it. So I was just wondering, like, how it's worked for you, if you found yourself kind of work and pieces that you thought you had put away, or they just have gone and they just show up in a different way, and you're like, oh no, this is the same thing but different looking. So, you know, what has it been like?
A lot of things have changed in this pregnancy for me. Within my relationship with my partner, my relationship with myself, how I am viewing this whole process this time.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I would always say, of course, hormones, you know, the cause of all my rah is hormones. And mm-hmm. now it does resonate a lot more now that I'm feeling grounded and centered and coming more from my heart space, is that the human body is just so amazing, all the energies that go within to this beautiful container. And yes, there's a lot of past life memories, if you so want to call that, or muscle cell memories of fear around pregnancy, around creation itself, that that starts percolating and coming to the surface. And, you know, doctors and most Western science and medical, it's hormones, or, this is going on with you, or that's going on with you. But really, all it is just we've stepped into a space of ultimate creation, creating a whole other being to come through us. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't that not make sense that this other being is kind of like our greatest teacher in bringing up all those patterns that are stuck mm-hmm. or percolating deep within those muscle memories or cellular memories or spiritual memories for them to come up, for us to take a really good look at and say, how do I really want to change this? How do I take my power back? And how do I really, you know, see the truth from the all-knowing, as opposed to the truth that comes from fear.
Right.
And,
fear is really it's just its own little energy. You know, if you even look at somebody's etheric body, you can see these little, like, entities, it looks like, little green kind of murky kind of balls around their field. I see them a lot. And sometimes it's fear from a past life as well that kind of creeped in, that hung out in specific, you know, chakra areas. And that's what Nell...
Family.
Yeah, that's what Nell teaches, is to really be able to clear away some of these old things that came in with you that you didn't even know were with you. Or why, you know, why would a child be afraid of water if they, you know, they have innate fears sometimes that they've come in with. And it is from past life, and it is from something that may have hurt them in the past life. You know, I personally had a great amount of fear having a child. And then when I did my work, I found out that I had died during childbirth. So, of course, that's why it was showing up for me. I had, you know, it hurt me, and I remembered. My cells remembered. And I remember Joe, my husband, was saying, why are you so afraid? And it was beyond me. I couldn't even explain why I was that afraid. It was just beyond me. So when I did work with Nell, you know, she had said, she was actually one of the first people that went into my solar plex and grabbed hold of all this old karma, in a sense, that was stuck into this whole chakra system, started pulling it out. And when she was pulling it out, KT, it was like my whole body was shaking. I felt, and this was over the phone. This is why her work to me is so profound, because as a healer, you know, I usually have the person in front of me, and it was kind of the concept of how I was doing it.
Right.
That just negated everything that I had ever been taught, that you had to have the body in front of you to affect any kind of change. Because I was on the phone when all this happened, and I was like holding on. Is my whole you know, I'd say matrix system, because, you know, you see it kind of was shifting and changing, and I was in like a vibratory state. It was just the most amazing thing. But after that session, that was about when Benny was already born, my son was born, I had such a feeling of peace and release that I don't think I've ever I just went away. You know, somebody said, well, did you have to do work after that? No, it just went away. If I was to think about, you know, pregnancy before that, I had a bit of a charge again, you know, with it. I was like, ugh. And then after that, it was almost like it was gone. And she had said that if I had decided to have another child, that I could have been wouldn't have been a C-section. It would have been a normal birth, and it would have then put me again in a different, you know, a different level of awareness, because I would have broken through what I was so afraid of. You know, yeah. So I when I see women like you, and I have to say this, you have such an okay and powerful and confidence about having children that it's taught me how to have it, because I didn't initially have that. I was, you know, it was a whole nother experience for me because of that past life being so probably close to this one. And it was noticeable, a fear that, I mean, I went to hypnotists. I went through so much to just during that pregnancy just to try to calm myself down from just having the child. I wasn't afraid to be a mom. I was just afraid to give birth. It was like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so when I'm around you, I have to say that it just shows me how you can move into pregnancy with such grace and ease and joy and a sense of confidence. And that's what it would have looked like if I didn't have fear. So it shows me, wow, that's beautiful, you know. I have to say, I am thrilled to have known you. I know that's why you came to me, you know, because I then faced birth through helping you too, you know. So I think on many other levels, the universe has pushed me to move past that fear, because, you know, helping someone give birth, you in a sense are giving birth yourself. You know, I remember when I left the hospital, my stomach hurt. I was like, I was pushing with every push. I was like feeling everything, and it was like, wow. I felt like, you know, I had the baby too. So I would just like to thank you for that. But I also have to say that KT has an exceptional grasp on the etheric world. And she is one of the cranial sacral therapists in Lake Tahoe besides myself. So I know KT well, and I respect her work. And she's really a phenomenal healer. So I know that this time for you is a lot of healing going on for you. So, you know, we were talking about when you are a healer, you give away a lot of yourself. And it's real important now that she's, you know, growing a person to really take it away, that what she gives away and give it to this growth of and kind of birth of this child. So I'm grateful for her to take this time, because I think that this is a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I learned a lot. Energy, working with energy, that there is a very fine line in these morphic fields that we play with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently learning a lot more about matrix energetics. I will be taking the so-called Wizards workshop next month in Seattle.
And who's the teacher of that again?
The teacher is Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's also the sort of creator of matrix energetics, because it all begins with me.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do know that this is really something to look into. If you ever wondered about, you know, a new type of healing, if you're a therapist or, you know, and you wanted to learn some other level of healing, I highly recommend this work.
Oh, it flows so easily and harmoniously with any other modality that you have. It actually is, to me, the quickest reprogramming, because your intent is to not do anything. Your only intent is to just see what changes and notice what could be different. That's
mm-hmm.
it. And then the hardest part for most of us human beings is to get out of our own way, to get out of our ego, our head, and just see what happens, you know, notice
yeah.
that. That's it. And a lot of us healers and people with different modalities, because everything has had to be structurized in order to teach it in certain formats, has taught us, you know, step by step, okay, step A, step B, okay, and then you look for this result, you look for that result. So you're still in somewhat your ego, but to really get out of the way and really just step back and see what could be, what possibility, what shows up. It could be a purple bunny in a fluffy outfit. It could be, you know, something that could be angelic. It could be, you know, something, a snake or something. And hey, if that shows up, that's the tool for that person, and you got to honor that and just go with it. So
right.
it makes it
so
more.
You're not in your right left brain at all. You are really observing what you see.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a wonderful place to be. I used to teach cranial sacral, and that was really a hard thing to teach. To just stay with what you're seeing and feeling and not projecting anything on the person's etheric body or physical body that is not their own make of their own making, you know. So
we make them take on whatever it is that we're projecting, and then it's their ownership of it. When it's not at all, it's our projection, it's our ownership of it.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times, I mean, when we work with other healers, we can then, you can share what it is that you saw. And I would say, this is what I saw. And so then that person can understand it from the perspective that it might be this or that, or that's this. And they can make it their own. But I really get that that's ultimately the truth, is that I love the story that you told me about when you were in the workshop and this teacher showed a photograph. Can you tell us the story about that? Because I thought that was so fascinating. When you showed
which photograph?
Well, remember you showed a photograph of him trying to fix a woman?
Yes, this is Dr. Richard Bartlett, and in his second book, The Physics of Creating Miracles, he actually has some pictures in it. Mm-hmm. He shows with a special type of camera that takes kind of like our energy patterns and displays it on just a regular Polaroid. When our energy patterns are coherent and they're all together, the picture comes out very clear. Now, if we have some sort of symptom or problem or pain or whatever, mm-hmm. and you take a picture, then the picture shows up distorted, very distorted. And people might have two or three heads or arms, or it almost looks like, you know, another being or entity entirely is occupying that space. Mm-hmm. And he was, for fun, decided, okay, well, let's test out this matrix energetic stuff. So he has different pictures of people that come in and say, okay, this one practitioner comes in, she's a massage therapist, she complains of headaches, body aches, almost fibromyalgic type symptoms, and so he intends, with his intention, to shift that, right? That's his intention. Okay, I'm going to shift this headache, this whatever, this symptom, mm-hmm. and he took a picture of it, and the poor girl was so much more distorted trying to put his intent into something that wasn't really even what it was that was showing up. That was her experience of it, was she was having headaches and fibromyalgic type symptoms, but that wasn't the truth of it. So once he got out of the way and was like, well, let's just see what happens, well, two-pointer, and I don't really care what happens, let's just see what happens, what could happen. And by not having any intent, then he took a picture afterwards, completely clear. Everything was in alignment. It was the clearest picture. And all of her symptoms went away instantaneously, and she felt like a new person again. Wow. So it's really interesting how sometimes, even though we have a good intent, when we feed into those symptoms, we kind of can make that pattern worse. It's like...
Yeah. Because we're not listening. We're not listening or really just looking at it and say, okay, what are you trying to tell me, kind of thing, right? So, Mid, do you think that we do that with people, too, that we assume?
I have to say that's one of the biggest things that I realized in shutting down my practice was I was having a waiting list of 2 weeks and seeing 20 clients a week, and I would have to say, my ego would say, yes, you were very successful. But it came to a point where I just wasn't feeling that this was very authentic work. And I was noticing that I was taking on debris of my clients' symptoms or their stuff, so, you know, if you want to call it, was showing up in my world. I was like, well, wait, this isn't me and this isn't mine. So how did this kind of sticky energy stuff get stuck to me? I have very clear boundaries, I thought. I do my meditation and get in a very neutral place, I thought. But notice how everything I thought came from my ego. Once I stepped out of that and I was like, you know, I'm going to find a place where I reside with my heart again and get out of my ego. And if it takes me a year, if it takes me 2 years to work on me, then that's what I need to do. Because how can I really show up for anyone else Mm-hmm. If I'm not completely neutral and detached from anything that it is that they bring in with them.
Right. So the outcome is where you don't have any, you don't have any prediction that this will be this or this will be that. You're just observing, okay, that's where we're going to go today. We're going to, yeah. I really have learned that over the years. I think that my work has changed because I've taken the books out of my head. And I've really just, you know, I've taken them all out. I don't even remember them, of how I was taught to do my work. Yeah, I don't even think of it anymore. I just really trust that whatever it is that my experience is going to be is going to be appropriate. I don't even know if it's going to help. I just know that it's going to be appropriate. This person came to me, and we have this agreement already, this spiritual agreement that says she's allowing me to work on her. So right then and there, I know that's okay, and I'm saying thank you for that. And then in that whole process of it, everything else is up to them. You know,
right.
That's really how I have worked lately, and I like it. It feels good. It feels authentic. It doesn't feel like I have a whole lot of stuff attached. And,
right.
You know, if it feels like it's got to go this way, I go, oh, okay, let's see about that. You know, and, I really don't know what it's going to take me, but I have a sense that it's taking me that way. So I really have to say that is not how we've been taught, but that's where we're all moving into, this
right.
way of healing that isn't really, we're not responsible for it, you know?
No.
The healer is actually getting out of the way.
The whole person that shows up, everyone has their own healer. What I've come to the conclusion is I'm just a facilitator. I'm just an observer. I'm a witness. I'm going on their journey. I'm going on their adventure, and they're taking me for the ride, and I trust that.
Yeah, yeah. And they can take us for wonderful rides. I always think that person, like, wow, that was cool. You know, and they were like, wow, you were right there with me, and you saw the same thing. And, yeah, I did, you know. I am so grateful that they asked for, I think, a passenger. That's more like what I feel like, just
right.
a passenger in their car as they drive down the street of this journey that they're having. And I guess it's just like having a friend, you know, to experience this amazing experience with. It really is. I'm honored that they have chosen me to do it, but I do know that they didn't need me.
Right.
I do know that everything that they experienced with me, they could have done just with intention and quiet and the work, you know, like we talked about, being still. And also looking for what it is, if they get stuck on some issue, looking for the appropriate person to help them with the question of, well, what does that feel like? Because a therapist really is just asking the body the question, and the person is finding the answer, right?
Right. And it is, in a sense, with the craniosacral, when we feel for, the rhythm, the mm-hmm. craniosacral rhythm shutting off, our indicator, so to speak. Because,
yeah.
you know, our egos are so wonderful at manipulating so many things. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes, client on the table, and they're taking you through this wonderful journey, but their rhythm's on the whole time. So you know that you're not getting to the heart of what really needs to shift because the rhythm's on. So you wait and you find that one spot where the rhythm stops. And then you bring it to their attention. Well, what's this? Right here. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Indicator that there's something really big going on with that last statement you said. So would you mind repeating that statement? Okay, well, let's dive into that. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've witnessed and been a part of some amazing transformations for people. And again, like you said, being the passenger, but also, in a sense, a navigator in that
yeah.
neutrality space
mm-hmm.
of knowing those little sensors go off that, oh, wait a second. You got to stop this.
Yeah. Well, exactly, because you can turn it on And then it just, you know, sometimes I remember one of my teachers said, well, if it's going right and it just keeps going right, then you can have to shut it down in a sense so that it can readjust itself to kind of go straight. And so I always think about, okay, I'm not saying, you know, okay, thank you for going right. I always thank it for what it, and I wait until it's quiet enough to start to go straight. I don't abruptly take it where I want to go. But I really am aware that I'm viewing their body needing to do this, and I'm gonna play with them with it, the ball, until it feels like, okay, we've played a long time now, and you know, like a child, kind of giving it another suggestion to go do this. If it, you know, that's what you're doing. It's a beautiful, it's a loving thing. It's not, now you do this, what I want you to know, kind of thing. So I really am aware that therapy is for the therapist. You know, I mean, we do our therapy so that we can help and facilitate someone else's therapy. Yes. But we became therapists because we believe, you know, in the whole healing process, and that's ultimately the truth. You know, I mean,
really,
but
look at our own stuff, because if each person that we interact with, each client or, you know, patient or whatever you want to call them that comes to us, they're just mirroring that one piece, that mm-hmm. one extra layer of the onion that we want to peel within ourselves. So
yeah.
Anyway.
And did you ever, I mean, you know, as a therapist, have you ever realized, like, let's say you woke up, you did your meditation that morning, and your issue might have been feeling overwhelmed, or you might have said, I'm feeling, you know, I had some fear in my dream last night, or I was working this piece or that piece. And then the 10 people that you saw that day, the main issue that they had was the same one that you woke up with. Have you ever noticed?
Totally.
Yeah, and then I'm quite aware that this is just a hologram of my life, and it's presenting to me this possible, the reasons that could be it, and also the reality that I am a part of this consciousness. It's not separate from me. You know, and once I got that, it was like, oh, this is a universal reality that everybody here is having the same experience in my life, because it is. It's my experience, and everyone that's in my world, those 10 people, have made up my day. And so we are all experiencing this particular piece and working through it. So it's like a big bubble of consciousness that I get. Yeah, it's like, wow, you know, this is so not just mine.
It's very powerful that you brought that up, because when we can work on one person and it's the headache thing and they're mirroring my headache or whatever, and we get mm-hmm. to that release point, then at that point I, on some level, consciously feel, well, to all beings everywhere in this dimensional space and that dimensional space and universal space, whatever, mm-hmm. let that also, receive the same healing that me and this person has shared right here. Then you're connecting it to the all, the big morphic field. You're not just making it about you and that person that showed up as your mirror. Then you're mm-hmm. like experiencing it. And that.
Oh, I agree. It's not just them. It's just, it's a whole vision of the situation, or of the world in a sense, the full world, which is this etheric world. You know, that's what I'm getting, is that, yeah, this is going on all over at every level. So I'm gonna ask for total healing for me, this person, and anybody else, or every on every level to be released from this. But you know, and my feeling is sometimes I don't really get that it's necessary. I just believe and know that once you shift something out of its pattern that it's been in for a long time, it will take its own course. Don't you agree with that? I mean, I don't know where it's supposed to go. So a lot of times I just go, okay, it's not stuck anymore. It's like if you watch a stream and somebody's put a big rock in it, you know, you just take the rock out and all of a sudden this new pattern of fluid starts to come down into the stream and it's making its own way, and it's beautiful. And that's kind of how I see it. You know,
I played with this, I can't remember, when somebody that I had worked with had actually mentioned that to me, my friend Lisa, she mm-hmm. said, why not try expanding it to the all? Because I was noticing one day, this mm-hmm. was, I think, years ago, I had this neck thing, and like you said, the next 10 clients, Well, when Lisa told me that, and I was like, you know, wow, that really resonates. So the next person, one time I had solar plexus issues, you know, like liver problems and gallbladder problems. And, and so a person showed up and they also had that same mirror and was reflecting the same symptoms and stuff. And I said, okay, so let's hook this up to the all. Let's heal this for everybody. Well, that was my one and only person that showed up as the mirror, as opposed to the same 10 people with the same neck problem. So I from my experience, it helped to really plug it into the all, as opposed to having that same condition show up 10 times, you know, individually, as opposed to just throwing the big rock in the big pond and letting that ripple effect throughout the whole entire ocean.
So you see it as a bigger thing then, not just this little speck. You see it at the whole, you know, the whole ocean instead of just that droplet of water kind of thing. So I see that true. Yeah, it does. It does on a conscious level. You're right. You are affecting the whole. It's like, you know, that they say, remember that song, I am the bubble, make me the sea. And I really get that that's what they're trying. If you get to see that you are the sea, not this little bubble, then you become one consciousness to everything and everyone. So, yeah. And that's where the planet is going. Don't you feel it? Don't you see it? I mean, I can, you know, see it in my day-to-day life. The conversations that I have are great, are big, are deep, are insightful. On every level, they're moving. Yeah. I just love it. I just think that, you know, feels like a very tornado type of energy, but it's beautiful, and it's moving, and it's lifting, and it's pulsing, and it's got so much more vibration that I've ever felt before, that I know that we are moving out of. It's almost like energy that I've never seen before. I mean, alien energy as well. I have been working with people. I have. I'm sure you have too. Where all of a sudden, I'm looking at an energy that I've never seen before, and I've been doing this work for a long time. So, you know, it's like, wow, this is
weird.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We have another caller. I'm going to see who it is. Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Hi, you're on the
air. Hi, hello.
Hi.
How
are you? Who are we talking to?
This is Venera.
Hi, Venera.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. And what would you like to, we're talking with KT, who's a healer, and we're waiting for Nell. She's going to be coming on at 1:00. But we are talking about many levels of healing, so you can definitely participate in the conversation. Is there any particular questions or anything that's been on your mind or that you'd like to bring up that we could maybe start to figure out?
Well, actually, there's just a lot of things that obviously we have to narrow down. I was just hoping, you know, there's just a lot of issues, for example, I personally like contend with. But, you know, in terms of like, are you focusing on relationships? Are you focusing on job? Are you focusing on interpersonal issues?
Go right ahead. I was just saying that whatever you're feeling most connected to for maybe resolve or something that you'd just like to bring out there and start the conversation about, that's really good.
For me, it's like how sometimes I anticipate like negatives, not the negatives, but the maybe not as of a good of an outcome from a situation, and it's funny how it turns, how it manifests really quickly. So that's just something that I'd like to just not do. And it comes from this, go ahead.
No, my question was, how would you like to see it change?
Well, I want to not be at a position of distrust and worry anymore. I'd like to have sense of security all around, you know, any kind of security, because it's very counterproductive to be in a state of fear all the time, you know.
Yeah.
it comes particularly from this 4 years of this experience that I've had. I stuck to Thai only because I thought it might be worth it for me in the long run, but it really has been like it hasn't really been a very good experience overall, and it has almost like traumatized me. So I just always, you know, anticipate. I kind of automatically have this tendency to anticipate not that much of a positive outcome when I am dealing with other people, you know, that are maybe not even associated with the place I am at the moment.
So if I can just, I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. I see that that feels very past life to me. That feels like I just saw you in a prison, and it was real interesting. I just saw that you were kind of put away because you had trusted a group of people that then kind of put you in this sense of vulnerability because you trusted these people, and it ended up in a negative for you. So you had the first experience of not trusting in this particular lifetime, that you trusted this group of people and they betrayed you, and it ended up, you know, in a negative way in this particular lifetime. So I have a sense that this particular feeling, I don't know, KT, are you picking this up, that it's old. It feels quite old, and it feels like it's still coming up for you.
She puts your hands over her solar plexus.
Uh-huh. Yeah, KT is going to work on you a little bit. Is that okay? So your hand.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Put your hand over your solar plex, your stomach area. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And now, KT, go ahead.
I'm getting a sense, a real strong sensation of finding the happiness from the heart. So maybe if she wants to take her other hand, I don't know if she has a speakerphone, she can put her phone on speakerphone. One hand over her solar plex, one hand over her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel making that connection, those 2 points, we want those 2 points to just connect. And from the heart knows how to trust. The heart only knows how to be supported, how to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
So let's create a bridge between the heart and the solar plexus.
Okay.
And I'm already starting to feel things shift just right now. Just sitting here right here, because I'm doing the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Some deep breaths and breathe with that.
Mm-hmm.
My heart knows.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling anything particular happening?
Well, I feel a little pain in my stomach.
Oh, good. Okay, this is good. Okay,
this is good.
This is, I mean, we want to know that that she's affecting you at this level. Pain is a good sign, not a bad. I mean, it sometimes is that something is changing. So I want to stay with you a little. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I see is I'm going to start to pull out some of this old karmic stuff that I'm seeing, and I'm going to start to pull this out. I see it as like green, murky, black, kind of yuck in your solar plex area, and I'm going to just start pulling all that out until I start to see a clearing. Oh, boy, it's pretty old, and it just feels like, okay, it's getting a little lighter. I see a little more of that center glistening kind of chakra that's been kind of hidden out, man. It just feels very murky. It's like your solar plex, your whole chakra system just feels like it's been shut down. So I'm going to start pulling. Do you see that, KT, too?
Yes.
I'm going to start pulling that out and just kind of pulling out. And so what I'm seeing is, okay, I see some light coming through. It's almost like you had a dirty light head, a headlight, in your solar plex area. So you're going to start to feel like, I want you to start to take some deep breaths in and kind of really get that. Now close your eyes and see the light that starts to get brighter and brighter in your head as we start to pull out the all and clear out all that stuff. So I'm seeing old stuff, lots of old stuff. Let me just get your solar plexus is looking good. I'm going to now look at it from the back of you. Now, the chakra has multifaceted. It's a multifaceted kind of thing, so we're going to look at it from behind as well. Now, that looks interesting. It's kind of red, and it's got some kind of not the shape of it is altered, so it feels like it's been
vibrating
on
a wobble.
Yeah. So we're going to just kind of start to kind of throw, let's bring in the karmic board and start to ask them to come in and start to really open up and clean out this lower chakra and open it up. Yeah. I do see it changing. Now, I want to, do you feel anything else besides the pain now?
Warmth, actually. I feel warmer.
Okay, good. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for you to start to sense that this is changing, that this is moving, that there's kind of energy being moved around that was very stagnant before. So, again, this is your trusting center. This is an area that's really big for women, especially because the solar plexus is where we feel. You know, we feel our world through. I mean, I do, through my solar plex. So when it's getting shut down, I can feel, I get stomach aches, I feel kind of constipated, you know, in a sense like negative energy kind of stuck there. I'm sure KT, being pregnant, feels it even probably more. But this is interesting because this feels like you are going to start to give birth to a new vibration by getting rid of all this stuff. What I want you to do, if you would, for me, I want you to just start to see a beautiful cord running from the solar plex. Now, I want you to visualize that cord growing all the way into the earth, okay? Pushing that cord as hard and deep as you can. I want you to push it down, and with every breath you take, bring it down all the way into the earth, almost until I want you to feel the lava, feel the energy of the earth beneath your feet right now, okay? Can you feel it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's anything that's stopping you, are you afraid to go deep? Do you feel like a little hesitant to be that connected to the earth? How do you feel about that?
Not so much. I really feel I'm embracing it.
Okay.
Because, you see, I've done meditations where I ground myself.
Uh-huh.
So, but I feel like the ground that way from my feet. And I just, feel connected that way. So I feel really good about the fact that I'm connected to the earth.
Okay. So it's not, there's not a sense of it being a place you don't want to be. Okay. Because sometimes, you know, people do have fears of really entering a being, a part of this earth. I mean, it's obvious you have to ask that question. So energetically, I want you now to bring up that red lava earth energy and start to bring it up all the way through into your legs, into that solar plex, and let it kind of hang out. See, I just see it now. It's shifting into another color. Did you just see that? It just got really red and really big and very bright. So I want you to hang it out there, hang that energy out, and let it kind of burn away and really replace this energy and burn away all that green old karmic yuck that had been there. So I'm going to start to bring it now up into the heart and now into the throat and all the way now into the third eye. And all that, all those chakras, I want you to start to see them starting to spiral and be very vibrant with color and all the way up into the top of your head. So I'm seeing a much clearer energy. Are you too, KT? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Is this
realigning?
Yeah, you're realigning, yeah. And now how do you feel right now from when you first called?
I really feel very good. Like, I can breathe a little easier in a way, so.
Uh-huh. So you feel like it's moved something out. Okay. Well, I think this is the first step, and this is something that you have to see. If your energetic systems have been kind of shut down or, in a sense, layered by some karmic old patterns that you've had, it's going to be hard to do the functioning things in life. And number one would be trust. because that's an emotional, you have to really see that as if it one time hurt you, one time killed you in a sense, if you were had some old karma there, it may be why this issue is coming up for you now. So clearing this away, I want you to just get your journal, get your notebook out, and start to see how tomorrow is and how you feel about going to the market, and see that you have now entered a new place in yourself that has trust, because this old karma has been lifted. And ultimately, that's what we're here to do. It's just trying to get it from a place that you can start to change if you can get rid of some of this old stuff. I mean, we're sticky, you know. Our etheric bodies are very sticky. And so they do come in with a lot of things that you don't want. They're not going to allow you to grow and be and actually flourish on a spiritual level sometimes. Because I know it feels like you do your work, you know. Am I right? That you do a lot of spiritual work and you want it, and yet you came up against this situation that you didn't even know why you had it. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. It's been like 4 years though, and it just kind of like was spinning out of control. Mm-hmm. And for now I don't even go to that place anymore. I just stay home and I do my work. But honestly, every time I go back, something happens again. And again, mm-hmm. It's like a roller coaster energetically. Like, it's just kind of a, you know, people like against each other, so much politics. And as a student, I'm impacted by it because, you know, certain people don't get along and my advisor feels so vulnerable and I kind of want to help her instinctively. Mm-hmm. But I also want to be, you know, okay with our people, but it's already too late now. It's just on and on and on and on, not to take your time. But it's just very, very, it has been like really horrible 4 years.
This is the conversation that I've been hearing. So I'm getting that we need to rewrite that conversation, okay? That's what I'm getting. Rewrite that conversation for me. If you were to give me that into a futuristic or a more positive spin on the last four years. And that's what I want to say, because when we start to get locked into frequencies and energies, we are locked into the story that brings us into the frequency. So to me, it's like if we can stop that story and rewrite it in some way, in a positive way, rewrite that story. Like, okay, I have conquered the past 4 years. I feel free. I know that, you know, whatever had happened has taught me a great deal. I want you to try to rewrite that story so that it doesn't bring you into that level of, in a sense, entrapment, okay? Can you try for me just to do that? Because I really have a sense that if you could just start changing that, it's going to be a big, big one for you. I'm going to take another call. Is that okay?
Okay.
So hold
Absolutely.
On a second.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and blessings, and call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay? Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello. Hello, and who do we have on the air?
Hello?
Hello, hello? Is this Nell? Hello?
No, this is Marie.
Oh, hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have any questions that you'd like to bring up?
Yes, I have two questions for her. Would you tell me the name of my guardian angel, and can you tell me a little bit about my previous life?
The name of your guardian angel.
Yes.
Well, I would. Do you have a sense? See, to me, it's a really important thing that you. Have a sense of him and let him come to you, because I've always think that their name is something that you already know. So what I'm going to give you is some ways for you to find out your name of your guide, okay? When you're in meditation, I want you to ask the question to your guide, and if stay very, very, very quiet, okay? I want you to say, universe, I would like to know the name of my guide. Stay very quiet. If you don't get a name, I want you then to notice the names that come up for you within this particular dimension. So if, let's say, you move out of that and you don't get an answer, I want you to see if there's a common thread of a name that keeps coming to you. Let it be Michael or Samuel or something that keeps coming to you that you say, wow, that today, that's unusual. I had five people named Kathy. So I want you to kind of check in and see the message that they're going to be giving you, because this is real important for you to get, not for me to tell you. Sometimes I tell people things, but this one is very personal. Don't you agree, KT? It's very personal. Yeah, so we really want you to, so I want you to do some, in a sense, a little bit of homework and a little bit of testing, because they really love to play games. They really do. Your angelic realms love to play games. They really are wonderful at answering questions. So sometimes if our mind will not let the words come to us, they will give it to us in either symbols or in dreams or in something that you just keep seeing. You might say, every day I wake up and I see this beautiful blue jay outside my window. Well, it could be that you have, they're giving you a sign. So I want you to really pay attention, okay, to what you are seeing in your day. That will answer that question. It's done it for me. And I think it really is about getting quiet, you know, getting real quiet in your day and getting very tuned in to what it is that you, that this guide is trying to say to you. Sometimes they're just there for you. I have my working guides that I work with and they come in. I know they're there when they're there because I get a real warm sense around my shoulders. It's almost like somebody's hugging me. So I know they're there when that happens. So be very sensitive to your body, to your outer world, and to your dream state. And I know that you're going to get the answer you're looking for. As for past life, what I am seeing is it feels like it was the 1800s. You had one very strong life. And it feels like you had like this lifetime where you were almost like a barmaid. That's what I keep getting. Is you were a barmaid, and it was a hard life, and you didn't have a lot of choice in this particular life. It feels like almost a suffocated life. So a lot of times, past lives like that, you may find that you have correlations in this life that are kind of like that one. You may find it feels very like. Around you, I'm getting a sense of, like, people who do drink or have alcohol issues. I have a sense that might have come in with you a little bit, that there's some male aspect of that coming in with you. But you know what? These things are something that you are going to work through. That's why they came back with you a little bit, because you need to, you know, kind of work it through completely. So in the quest for your knowing is a good thing. So look at what has come from your past life, and if it merges in a little bit with this one, it's just because it wasn't finished yet. And you're going to have to kind of work this one through. I get that relationship maybe. Is that something that you've had a difficult time with?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What I want you to do, I want you to picture that barmaid, okay? And I want you to start to have a conversation with her, because you know who she is. Now, her name feels like it's like a foreign name, and I want to say I'm hearing like a, begins with a V, like Velma or Vincenza or something like that. It has like I'm hearing another language. So what I'm getting is it probably was some other country that this particular lifetime happened. So it was probably even more. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I want you to start to journal with this particular past life a little bit and really go into it and see if you can find out how she died, because you'll have the answers more than I. If I did a past life on you, I could totally find out for you. But I think what we're going to do is just let you find out this through dream, because dream states are really wonderful information for you. You will come up with so much stuff that you'll go, oh, my goodness, that was so fascinating. So I want you to keep a journal by your bed and go to sleep with Velicia, something like that, in your mind, okay? And then see if your dream state will take you further into that lifetime. So those are the two things I would have you do to answer some of those questions, okay? And is there anything else you'd like to ask?
No, you mentioned about the, you know, you are completely accurate. I kind of suspected, but I just wasn't sure because I'm not really this familiar with these things, but I have been lately. Because I feel like there's something, there's more things for me.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more. But I'm trying to reach out to the goodness, the light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm heading. This is where God is calling me to do good, you know, and to work with the goodness. But this thing about, I don't want to come back and do this anymore, you know, one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because I've been here so many times already, and but I feel like I'm going to come back again one more time because I would not learn my lesson in love, and I'm trying to learn it in this lifetime so I don't have to be here again.
Yeah.
You know,
I do have to share something with you. I had I met a wonderful guru named Sai Baba, and he's probably one of my most amazing masters that I've ever personally met. And someone asked him about coming, can, you know, this be the last life? And it was a great question, and he said that very few people get off the circle of life and death, that only very few, a handful of people actually ever stop. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, that's interesting. So gurus who are very extremely enlightened may be the ones that choose to not come back and have this gift given to them, that they don't have to keep coming back the cycle of life. But the reality is that life is the gift. It really is why we're here. And it, once you get to what an amazing journey this is for you, and what an blessed journey, even though it may be difficult at times, it is an amazing journey. And once you get that, oh, I'm going to come back, I might come back and be in another country or be, you know, this or that, this is your journey. This is the teaching of the soul. You really can't stop it, and nor would you really want to, because there is a lot more coming. So if you're born into the next generation, the alien energies are going to start to really come into the planet. That's a whole other consciousness that's going to start to evolve. So to kind of cut that short seems kind of futile to your beautiful spirit, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, think about it. We want you here. We want this spirit that has this richness and this awareness to keep coming so that you will be one of the masters in one of your next lives. So my vision is that you will get that. You are an amazing spirit. I feel you. You're very powerful. And so to have this on the planet for the next time you come through is going to be very important for us. So to think that you'd want to not be here would be kind of, you know, shortchanging, in a sense, your evolution. So I'm just telling you from one of my amazing masters what he told me, and I really sensed that he was right when he said that, you know. So, you know, the Buddhists believe that you keep coming through too. I mean, it's not something that they would not want to happen. They do want to happen. And even Sai Baba himself knows who he's going to be in his next life. So even the greatest avatar still is going to be coming back. So my vision is, you know, let's leave this time at the highest level of frequency you can ever accomplish so that the next time around you will be a master, you know. So that's my vision. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that I'll be, you know, doing it one more time, that I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know that. But anyway, you're going to give out your website before you leave the air?
Yes, heartandsoulholistics.com. You can call. You can actually listen to this reading on there, and just call in any time. We are going to be having another show on the 24th. We're going to be interviewing a really wonderful healer, who channels Angel Michael, and she will be on at 6:00 California time on the 24th of February. So call in then. She's a wonderful channel. Mark it down.
The 24th of February.
Yeah, the 24th of February at 6:00.
Eastern time.
Pacific. So 6:00 California.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be 8:00 Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Okay, so let's
see. I'm Eastern.
You're Eastern, yes. So it'd be 2 hours ahead, right? Yeah.
Are you 3 hours behind me?
I'm 3 hours behind you, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So mark that down, and we'll hope to talk to you then, okay?
I will.
Okay.
I will do that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure talking to you, and I hope that God Himself will send someone, a right mentor into my life to lead me, this spiritual, my journey as I continue. Yet that will lead me and guide me into the right thing, because I don't want to go into the darkness or the dark side and get involved in, black.
No,
that's not my destiny. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
and that's the thing. Your intention for wanting this is, to me, just really is what will manifest for you. It really will, because it feels really genuine and right for you that you're going to be on this amazing path. So the beginning is to ask the question for the teacher to come, and the teacher will come, that really is the truth. When you're ready, that teacher will come for you. So, and you'll know if it's right. I always think you just know if that works for you, if that guru is the right one for you. It's because you just feel like when you think of that person, it makes your heart feel full. It's a great experience. So
yeah, you feel that peace inside.
Yeah, exactly. And you just know, it's almost like a love that you have, and you just have a sense that this person is going to help you, in some way, find the answers, or in a sense, find you, because that's really all you're finding. It's just that light, that the one that you want to be all the time, not the one that you're there, once in a while kind of thing. So I really get that that's really, the truth of it. So I feel that is the question that you're asking, is where am I best going to be taught how to be the spiritual being that I am. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. Can I share something amazing with you real
quick?
Sure,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about a month ago, there was this girl that I used to work with this company about 2 years. It's been 2 years since I left that company. And I worked with her, and I got to know her, and I remember the last moment I spent with her, she asked me for chips, and I went and I got her chips and something to drink, and that was the last time I saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful girl and everything and all that stuff, prayed with her, and her life kind of really changed since her coming in contact with me.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I did not want it to go out, but something told me, go to Walmart. So I got up, went to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But about a month ago, for some reason, this girl came into my mind, and I felt like she things are going good for her. And then I started praying for her, because when somebody comes into your spirit, you pray for them because you don't know what they're going through. So I started as I pray for her, I feel like she's happy and all, everything is going well with her family. So yesterday I went to Walmart. And when I went to Walmart, I happened to run into this girl that also worked at the company that I worked in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started talking, and then she told me that this girl that I was thinking about 4 weeks ago while I was in my house, that basically came and I felt her presence, died about 5 months ago.
Oh, wow. So you were able to connect with her on the other side. So that's wild. So that could be why you were thinking of her. That's happened to me, too. It's like, I don't know. It's like I keep thinking, all of a sudden, then the answer comes to me. Oh, that's why. So you have you ever thought of yourself as someone that can really touch into the mediumship, that you might be able to work into something like that, or be taught how to really trust that feeling? Because it really is being how everybody, I believe, can be anybody can channel, and everybody can see the other side. It's just that we just don't allow ourselves. We shut it down way before, and maybe we were told it's not good or whatever. So my question for you is, does your spirit feel that it could do something like that?
Yeah, after what happened yesterday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after what happened yesterday, yes. Because before I was battling it, before I thought, something is wrong because, I was born in the Christian church. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And it does go up against that, doesn't it? It's too bad that does that. But it does for a stupid reason. I don't really know why they don't allow that as a part of a religion. But it to me, it's just, it's limiting.
Yeah.
And you are such an amazing big spirit to be limited in any way. Seems a shame, you know. So I believe that you are. You could do this. You could do this work. I believe that that could be your future. KT, what do you think about that?
Hi, Patty. This is Joy. KT stepped out to get her 2-year-old.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that she would agree with me with that one. So my vision for you is that it may be the teaching for you for your next. For something that you could be doing would be to be into this particular field yourself. I see you, you know, within the next 2 years, if you do focus on it, if you find some good teachers that feel right to you, that are in the light, that have a really good sense. You know, Colette Baron Reed is a wonderful teacher. Sonia Charquette is a wonderful teacher. They are really wonderfully lit, loving beings that teach how to bring out your intuitive self. So look into those two names, Sonia Charquette and Colette Baron Reed. I highly recommend those two people. But I do have another caller, so I'm going to take that. And blessings, and call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Yes, I will. It was a pleasure talking to you,
love.
Both, okay?
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello? 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 Hi. Who do we have online? Hello? Oh, is anybody else? Okay. Hello? Oh, I think somebody.
Hello. Hey, Patty.
Hi.
Hey, Patty. This is Julie Tracy.
Hi,
I don't know.
Julie.
Can
you
hear
me?
I can hear you great. I was just calling in to listen.
Oh, were you listening?
Just got on.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is new to everybody doing this. So, first of all, I'm not sure where Nell is because she hasn't called in, and it is 1:12. So I wonder if there was a problem in her getting through. So let me just call. Let me just see if she's online. Okay. I'll call you. One sec, okay?
Can you hear me, Patty?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh. Okay, go ahead and call her. I had the wrong number written down.
Oh, that's okay. Now, Julie, you're on.
And Lori.
And Lori's on. Julie, are you on? Hello? Hello? Julie?
Sorry, I had my phone.
Oh, you're there.
Muted.
Okay. And now, who else is on with us? Let's all say hello.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, Julie, are you on?
I
think
am.
And you're on. And now 423-208-92, are you on?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here.
Oh, good,
hello,
okay.
I'm here.
And then KT, are you still with us?
You still have Joy.
You have Joy.
Wait.
Hi, Joy.
You come back. Hi, Patty.
How are you? I have Julie online, so let's just talk a minute with her. So, Jules, how are you doing?
There. Wait, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear everybody,
great.
Actually.
Great.
Yeah.
I, you know, I was calling in to just hear the interview, so I don't know. Go ahead and ask me something if you want to ask me.
I don't know. We're really just kind of having a conversation about what it is that, you know, may be going on in your world or maybe kind of a question about who you were in your past. Or, I mean, really, we're just kind of, we had a couple of people that were wondering how they could relieve some blocks that they had, so we're kind of working with that. So if you had any questions, or I know you're a wonderful healer yourself, or if you had any ideas for someone that might have called in, why don't you... feel free to say. Oh, I do have. I think this might be Nell. So I'm going to hold on a second.
Okay.
Put her on. Okay. Hold on. Hello. You're online. Hello.
I'm here, Patty. I don't know where she is.
Oh no, wait. She might be in though. Okay. Hello. Is anyone? I was just wondering if there's anybody new to that line. Hello.
I am.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought I put somebody through. And who are we talking to?
Marie.
You're Ruby?
Marie, I was talking to the lady earlier. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. We are going to be talking, hopefully, to Nell, my guest, and she's going to be coming through, I think, in a couple of minutes, I hope. This is a new way of doing the show with everybody on at once, so everybody's really listening. So hold on a sec. Let me see if I can get her on.
Hold on.
Hello? You're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Yes, okay, good. Well, we're going to start the conversation about if anybody's been having some issues that have been coming up for them, possibly that they would like to just kind of work through. So maybe there might have been a dream that you had or something that you have a question about. So I'm going to ask, let's see, if Lori just came on with us. Lori, is there anything that you would like to kind of that's going on in your world right now that you'd like to kind of explore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nell, it's a pleasure to meet you and an honor. I have recently lost my job, which is okay. I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I don't know what it is. I pray to spirit to ask to know what it is I'm supposed to be doing. I'm still waiting for an answer. I'm kind of in limbo here. I was wondering if you see anything that's blocking me from finding my what I'm supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh. Do we have Nell online? Okay.
After I said all that.
I'm sorry, Nell. We have yet to have her come online, Lori, and I don't know why. So... it could be. I'm going to go to KT or Joy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to hang up from you guys right now because I think possibly all the lines are full, and that could be why Nell couldn't get through. So I'm going to hang up and just tell KT thank you so much for all her words of wisdom and inspiration. I appreciate it, okay?
So should we hang up, Patty?
No, I'm going to let KT,
okay.
I'm going to, because she's been on and she's just been listening anyway, so I'm going to
okay.
say goodbye to KT, see you later, and call back another time. Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. So she's hung up good. All right, so I think what happened is that we had too many callers in on one line.
I don't know, I'm calling the wrong line. I left two messages.
Did you really?
Yep.
Was it busy?
No.
No. Okay.
It was 347-338 instead of 838. And then I was freaking out. I had to get online and try to find the number. I tried calling you, but your line was busy. And
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Try calling her on your cell.
Hi. Is there someone new here with us? Well, this is a new learning experience. You know, this is our first time doing a call-in show, so I am grateful for everyone that did call in. But Nell's work is similar to my work, and she actually was one of my teachers. So, where it comes to, she is the expert. But I totally could see what comes up for me, Lori. Okay, so I'm going to see what comes up when I am looking in at your etheric body. So, when I'm looking at your etheric body or your throat chakra, it feels like I'm seeing a lot of, well, it looks like little green pebbles around your throat chakra that's like holding you back. It feels like old stuff. So I'm going to start to pull that out. It feels almost like you haven't been using your wisdom self, your spiritual self enough. It's almost like it's been shut. Almost like it feels like a veil of kind of dust is on it. So I'm going to start to peel that away and see if we can start to get a little more light start to come into that chakra, because that's an important chakra for you. It seems like your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go for a long period of time without really speaking your truth, like your spiritual truth,
mm-hmm.
it almost starts to put you down into a, it feels like almost like a depressed state. I highly recommend that work starts to happen soon. So I would say, you know, put the music on, start to sing, start to bring out this particular throat chakra. Let it really have a resonant, a sound, okay?
Okay.
Even when you do your meditations, I want you to have a sound behind it. Do mantra sounds or om sound or bring some vibration,
okay,
to that throat. Okay. Now I'm going to start to look up. Now your third eye is so bright. You are a very psychic being, and it again has a lot of old stuff attached to it. I see little like brown judgment, it feels like, old, maybe from this life of people saying, oh, you know, don't go there, that's not cool, or you're going to be weird. There's a lot of judgment around your third eye, so I'm going to start to pull that away, start to clean house on that third eye so that you can feel safe and seeing what you see and knowing what you know. Okay, so that third eye should be as bright and as light as possible. It felt almost like blue. It was real interesting. It had like a blue cast to it. So I'm going to kind of wait until it starts to change. So it's starting it to be a more golden light, which is good. So I want to bring now my attention down to the heart center. Now that heart center it's okay to say because I'm going to just say it. It feels like it has lots of little like covers on it. It's not heavy covers, but they're covered. So it feels like maybe the last life that you had or the present life that you just lived up until this moment, you had to kind of feel a little protected in there, and you had to kind of not be as loving and open because it almost felt like it hurt you. You're a real sensitive person. I mean, almost to the point where when you hear a bad story, it feels like you almost feel every bit of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you protect because of your sensitivity, because of your almost empathy. You're very empathetic, it feels like, too much. So I'm going to pull that veil away, and I'm going to start to really put some nice white light around it. And that's a very protecting light. So we're going to start to open that up and put a really beautiful white light around it. Okay, good. That feels much better to me. So I think we may have Nell online. Let me see. And I'll call you. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air. I'm talking to Patty Sherwin. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. I am in the process of hoping to have Nell come on, but I'm just doing some work with people as we wait for Nell.
Yeah,
so
that's why I called in.
Oh, good. Okay. You know, it's so funny how things work. It's just the way it's supposed to be, so we're just letting it kind of go.
Okay. You can put me on hold and finish.
I'm just going to hope that we reach that one of these callers will be Nell and that she can do some of the readings as well. So hold on.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Hold. Hi. Who am I talking to? Hello.
It's me still.
It's you. Okay.
And I'm still here too.
And yeah. So how many people do we have online? We have Julie.
And Donna.
And who else?
Lori.
Okay. So we have three. And let me see. I do see four.
Three.
And Marie.
Marie.
Hi,
Maria.
And Marie. Okay.
Yes.
And let me see if we have one more. This is a new way to do the show instead of taking one at a time. This way you can listen to the show. If you were not online, you wouldn't be hearing anything, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm putting everybody through so everybody can really hear the show. But if I did it the other way, you would just be waiting and not hearing anything. So that's why. So is anybody else online? I see there's a 530 number.
Can you hear me, Patty?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So we have five people on. We have the, let's see, let's go with who's on. We have Lori.
Mm-hmm.
We have Megan.
Mm-hmm.
We have Marie, and we have, is Julie still on? Julie?
Donna.
Donna. Okay, Donna. I think Julie was on. She might have, okay. Yeah, well, it looks like everybody's here. So I was working with Lori before I took it. Now all the phone, we have everybody on. So I was working with Lori, and what I see for Lori is that there's been like a real stagnant energy around you, and it's not so much you're doing. When you start a new, especially after coming from an old long-term profession that you were doing, you are going to go into the doldrums. It's kind of a spiritual knowing. You go into this real quiet place. It's like winter. Winter is a wonderful reminder that we all go into a winter of our soul. And that's kind of where you go. You start to ask questions. You're starting to, in a sense, incubate this wonderful new seed. So there is a part of you, Lori, that is going through that now. And I wouldn't put any names on it because I hate when people say I'm depressed, I'm this, I'm that. Mm-hmm. You're really not. You're just in an incubative state that is really going to start to bring you information if you can stay present with it and not okay. not try to get it to go away. Because, I mean, we all try to hide it and do something, busyness. And I want you to stay with the quiet of your life right now and start to journal. Because it's really important that you stay very aware of what it is that you're hearing. Because you're going to be given information. Things are going to be starting to come your way that are going to be, oh, I'd like to do this. This is something I really want to learn. I don't get that you know that yet. And I don't think that anybody can tell you what it is that you need to do. It's got to come from, you know, in a sense, spirit, right directly to your heart. And you will just know that this is it. But it is a good time to start doing some homework, to look at every single thing and feel it out, really get it into your heart and say, does this feel like something I could do? I know that you're a healer. I know that animals are a really important part of your life. I do think that would bring you a lot of joy if you could find yourself working in maybe, you know, in a healing sense with animals. I actually want to see you around things that are healthy. Because you're so empathetic, okay? Mm-hmm. That doesn't actually feel really good to me when I check into that one. That doesn't feel like that would be an appropriate thing for you to be doing with anything that's hurt, because you take on and take responsibility for other people's illnesses, mm-hmm. you know? So I want you to stay within the positive framework, even if it is to help. I mean, you know, there are many organizations that help people find, whether it's animals or in a way, something that could bring joy to an animal, creating a toy. I mean, you are a creative person. I want you to start to put that energy towards something that feels like you can put it into matter. I'd almost see that you could come up with like an invention. You have a very good brain. And so I want you to start to, if it starts to come to you, let the spirit guides tell you what it's going to be. So it could be a toy or something that's going to be beneficial. I almost see you inventing something. I know that sounds crazy, but that's just really clear for me right now. So I want you to bring that into your meditation. Bring your book into your meditation. Start writing it out because the universe has a lot to tell you. Okay. And it's going to be coming. The new moon, the last moon that just kicked in, was one of the biggest ones I have felt. I mean, it was powerful. So a lot of shifting, a lot of changing is going to be happening for most spirits. So I say that lovingly. It's not going to be overwhelming, but I think that you're going to have to organize it so that you can get the information that you need, if you know what that means, you know. So start to, you have the time. Get your journals, everybody online. I highly recommend having your spiritual journal. It's really because spirit will come to you in many levels. It comes to you, you know, in vision. For me, I see things, I hear things, and then on every other level, they are kind of trying, in a sense, to reach you. So sometimes if our minds are too busy, they'll try to show up visually. You know, through mm-hmm. something that you keep seeing. If your eyes are too busy, they might try to come through music. So really, I want you to start to get very connected to your body and every level of experiencing it at every level where spirit is lying for you. Because everybody has, you know, a different avenue that they're going to be touching base into God, in a sense. That's how I feel. So let's just, I have another call. Let's see if this
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, Patty.
Okay,
I'm going to hang up.
Thank
and
you
let
for
you...
calling. I hope
Thank
that
you.
Helped. Okay, we'll talk
okay.
to you.
Love you.
Bye. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Megan.
Hi, this is Megan. I'm sorry, but I do have someone coming. Let me just do one
All
more.
All right.
Okay. Hello? Okay,
hello.
Everybody's online. Who am I talking to? Hello?
This is Mark Rio from Rhode Island.
Oh, hi. We have a male online. See, that's
hi.
Awesome. But we're going to be talking to everybody, so we're kind of taking callers as they come in. So
okay.
We had a little bit of a problem. Nell, for some reason, couldn't get through. So we
okay.
are really, I'm doing the readings, and we're just kind of just letting it be the organic show that it is. So.
Fabulous. I just joined the show, so I apologize if I'm jumping in the middle.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
quite okay. And so I'd like to go back and talk to Lori. I think Lori left. So who do we have online right now? Is it Megan?
Donna.
Donna. Hi, Donna.
Megan.
And we have Megan.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk to Donna. She's been online for a while. Is this conversation giving you information or do you
oh,
have
yeah.
any questions? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any questions that you would like to ask personally? That
No.
No.
Or too many.
I love when that happens. But how about one? Yeah. One that just keeps coming back. That's always a good one.
I'm looking to create a hypnotherapy business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also looking to open up my third eye more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So... Is there a question in that? Because I'm just seeing you doing it.
Oh, really?
I'm just seeing
okay.
you.
Like,
yeah.
when
I'm
is this going to
happen?
That,
yeah, yeah, I don't think there's a question here. I'm just thinking, yeah, okay. I see you
okay.
doing this. This
really?
Is not a
okay.
question. Yeah. I see you doing this really within the next 2 years. I do think that you, the hypnotherapy part is going to kind of be a little different for you. You're going to start to take little classes and things like that. And I have a sense that you already kind of know about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is really start to do, I have a feeling you have a wonderful voice. I see that you start to produce CDs.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, I have
and
thought
that you,
about that.
Yeah, and that this is a way for an avenue for you to start to do your hypnotherapy without having to actually have a business,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all the expense. And I see this as a pretty good thing for you to start to do. So what I want you to get a hold of is some music that feels right for you and start writing down some of your hypnotherapy, I call them kind of like meditations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and try them out. I want you to really start playing with this because this feels real powerful for me.
Okay.
That you start to listen to yourself and how it is that you would be sounding and how it would be to be a relaxing voice and all that. So do that. That's a really wonderful way for you to kind of start this already happening thing because
okay.
it's already happening.
Yeah.
You know, so that is something that I would do immediately. I would just kind
okay.
of. Really get that.
I actually out. Have been giving that a lot of thought, so
good.
That's great.
Okay, and as what was the other thing I was thinking?
The third eye. I just feel like I should be seeing more, hearing, or something.
Okay. Well, I just get that you are a lot more audio than you are visual,
mm-hmm.
so things come into you through your hearing much more than your seeing.
Okay.
It's just where people, you know, that is probably how I want you to, when you're going to be hearing two voices. You're going to hear your voice and you're going to hear your guide's voice.
Okay.
It usually is different, but it sometimes sounds like your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a little bit of a wiser sense to it. And that's when you'll know it's your guide.
Okay.
I want you to pay attention to that one. So if let's say you're going down the street and it tells you to take a right, it's going to be your voice, and it's going to be kind of a different energy tone, and it's going to tell you to take the right. And you're going to have to start to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
That will be how you're going to start to get the third eye to kick in, too. Because once you start the audio part of yourself being real sensitive to it, the third eye will just happen. They kind of work together. It's like the yin and yang. So once you get one, you're going to start to see what you hear.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Okay, because that is how I am. I'm more audio clairvoyant. You know, I hear the other side, and, you know, it's almost like I'm hearing another, a conversation, and I'm picking up on it. So you will start to find that. You're going to find what feels right to you. I have a sense that, too, you may start to see visions. So let's say you close your eyes and you start to see something around a person. I want you to pay attention to that. That's real powerful for you, okay?
Okay.
These are things you're going to have. To me, it's just a matter of doing your homework, you know? You just start to do it, and then eventually you start to really know that you're right on it.
Mm-hmm.
And opening up the third eye is just about that intention. It's to say, let me see. Let me close my eyes so that I can really see you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I want you to do that around somebody. I want you to close your eyes and then see what you see.
Okay.
And hear what you hear. Because your real eyes will, for me, will trap you sometimes, will stop you from really saying, well, do I really see that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you close your eyes, you're really going to be able to pay attention to what it is. Because sometimes I'll see something and I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm seeing this. And then I'll just say it and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a gardener. And I'll say, okay, so I'm on the right. So I'm picking up what I'm supposed to be picking up. So I want you to just start to do that. I think that we pay too much attention to what we see in this form, in this, you know, plane, and we pay too much attention to it to the point where it stops sometimes the real seeing from happening. So that's just my suggestion, Donna. And
thank
good
you.
Luck, and let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear
I
you.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You
and
too.
And let's say talk to Megan.
Hi,
Megan.
So my question is, I'm still trying to look and see what my pathway should be now that I'm not doing what I've done for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That feels like that question for me is coming to you. I really don't get that there's one thing. You know, sometimes there's one thing around a person and it feels like that's it, you know. It just feels to me like it feels like when I look at you, it's like you're in school. And school is more about learning and experimenting with what's coming your way and trying new things. So I'm not getting that you're going to be doing one thing and that it's going to be the thing. I think you're going to be feeling out many aspects of what you've always liked to do now that you have some time and some energy. And it's going to be a wonderful experience. It's not going to have to be one thing. I think that's where we get shortchanged on looking at our life, that it has to be this or has to be that. This happening, this whole new experience for you is really about this exploration into all these wonderful parts of yourself. And your artwork and your creativity and your ability to, you know, be the sensitive person that you are is really where you're going to find what it is that you want to do or learn. You know, animals again, of course, big thing. That would be a wonderful thing to learn more about, to maybe, you know, how to heal or Reiki or those things that would bring you closer into your heart that would help you in your love of animals. And so, to me, those things are coming your way, and they'll be they're going to be one at a time, because that is very much how you take things in, you know, one thing at a time. Much easier for you than multitasking. For some energies is really a good thing. They're real ADD, and they need a lot. You know, they really need a lot of things happening all the time. But you are really not, and you feels like one thing at a time, one thing at a time. That's what I keep getting, one thing at a time, you know, and that is going to be the way these things are going to have to come to you. You're going to get to be the master of it and then move on. And so a lot of people, that would not be okay for, but for you, it is. It's the way that it will come to you, what you feel you love. When you start to do something, let it be, you know, flowers or creating, you know, sewing, it is going to start to come to you instead of you having to go to it. So to me, that's when you're going to know and how you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and how it brings you into center, because that to me is a very important thing for you, that you get into your heart, into the center piece of you. And staying out of the mind, but see, you are such a mind person that you have to correlate both of them, you know, for you to be happy. If I said, you know, play the instrument with blindfolded, it would be harder than somebody, you know, than somebody else. Okay, so you need to kick in both mind and heart for it to work for you. And that's why analytical things using, you know, I know these things are important to your soul to have it kind of come into where it has to come into, that peaceful center, you know. So that's my feeling about it. I kind of get that you're going to be doing many things. And, you know, of course, around animals, learning to do better and be better. I have a sense that to be the master is really going to be an important thing for you, towards the, but to be the master of what you love. And,
okay.
And that's what I'm getting, to, you know, to see that you are progressing, you know. And to me, that will be bring you the joy, the center, the peace, the spiritual awakening that will start to come to you even more and more, you know. So
okay.
Anyway, if there's anything else.
I was
hoping that everyone could talk to Nell. We are going to have a show where this is going to work out and everybody will be able to talk to her. But thank you for calling. I hope I helped you in some way.
Okay, thank you.
Sweetie, bye. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, we have, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Lori?
Yeah, can you hear me, Patty?
I can, yeah.
I've got Donna Lee called me, and I called her and said, I gave you the wrong number, my girlfriend, Donna Lee Orton. Donna Lee, you can
I'm here. Yeah, I called Lori back and put her on conference line because I called the number, and it was I was listening to you guys.
And you were through, yeah. This is so new, this whole concept of having call-in shows, so I really thank everybody for putting up with the kind of strangeness of it, but it's working. I really think that to have everybody online, it gives it energy too. So I do have two other callers. I'm just going to put them through. Hold a sec, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to listen.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Hi.
This is Donna Lee.
Hi, Donna Lee.
Yeah.
I just punched in that someone else coming through, but let me see. One sec.
Okay. Hello. Okay. Hello, Patty.
Hello? Is this
Hello,
Nell?
Patty? Yes.
Nell. we've been waiting for you.
I've been having
a wonderful show having wonderful people call in, and I've been doing But welcome, Nell.
Thank you. I just decided I'd call in. I was waiting for you to call me.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't talk ahead of time. This was my fault. I didn't explain it well enough, but I'm so glad you figured it out.
I finally decided, let me just call it and speak. I've been on for about 5 minutes and just seeing what you guys are up to. So sounds like this is your first show, Patty?
It's my first call-in show. I have had other shows where we talked, you know, to them, and it was just a one-on-one conversation. But this is my first call-in show, and I'm just... I'm liking it, but it's just been more challenging than I thought to get everybody on and to really make sure we talk to everybody. So, because I'm hoping it's okay and that everybody's feeling like, you know, they're being heard. Yeah.
No, it is what it is, and, you know, it sounds like practice makes perfect, and next time around you'll get it down, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll know to call in.
Well, I'm so happy that you are here because this is Nell. Nell is one of my teachers. She's actually one of my best I've had many teachers, but she's one of my present-day teachers as well. I know we had Marie online. Is Marie still on with us? Or Donna?
Donna Lee.
Oh, Donna Lee. Donna Lee,
Lori's still on.
And Lori,
and Lori
too.
Great, Lori.
Yeah, and I'm still here.
Okay, great. So we're going to shift the questions over to Nell because that was really the whole premise of the show, so I really want her to help
no,
you guys. And if I, you know, feel something, I will, you know, I will put my sense to it too. But Lori called in prior, and she was hoping for asking you a question, Nell. So I'm going to have her ask you that question.
Nell,
mm-hmm.
Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Yes,
it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you. I was wondering, I'm kind of in a stagnant place, and I was wondering if you see anything that is blocking me from finding out what it is I truly am supposed to be doing so that I can implement that into my life. Because I know I'm supposed to be doing more, but I'm not. And I'm waiting for a call from God or Spirit, whoever, someone to come through to give me some insight into myself, what it is I'm truly supposed to be doing.
I see. Laura, it seems to me that it looks to me like you've got a lot of old blockages. It's like really old energies that you just need to unload. It's like you need to lose the psychic weight, you know, in order to move forward in life. Sometimes we cannot take these kinds of energies into our future because it just is incongruent with who we're becoming. And these days, it's like we're changing so fast. Everything is moving really, really fast. And by the time you've cleared it all, it's like there's another batch of stuff to manage as well. So it seems like there's a lot of issues that we're just really, it's like evolution in the fast lane right now. We're all really going up against it. So my sense is that you just kind of need to, it's like pick up the pace a bit and to clear a lot of this old, it's almost like old personas for who you used to be that you need to move into your future with like a whole new sense, a whole new orientation. You look to me like you've got a lot of creative symbols around you. Are you like an artist or something? Or
no.
That would be me.
There's two of us. There is an artist on the line too, yeah.
Okay, cool. Still, it looks like you got a lot of creativity and a lot of ideas and a lot of, you know, that kind of energy around you. What kind of work have you done in the past?
I'm a nurse. I'm a registered
nurse. Oh, you're a
nurse. Yes.
I used to work in that profession, too. It just looks to me like I would work with, like, a grounding process or some kind of a clearing process to help you. It's like just let go of the past so that you can move more into the future. Generally, that's what it looks like to me.
And
have you been feeling stuck?
Yes, I'm totally stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Totally stuck.
That's what it looks like. Your energies are just like in a stuck place. Your grounding looks really backed up. It's like plumbing that's all backed up. One of the ways to get rid of that, Laura, is the ground. You know, if you go to my website, I've got a paper. It's under the button, the pull-down. It's healing information. There's a paper there on grounding that I think would be really useful for you.
Okay.
And you just have to push through it. It's like just really bring your energies down into the earth. And when we're properly grounded, a lot of that old stuckness and negativity and all these unwanted energies and baggage that doesn't serve at all, it just goes down into the earth. It's like flushing it out of our system. And over time, this does get better. And we start to run energies that are more helpful, supportive, creative, and help us get on our path.
Uh-huh.
You know, so in a generic way, that's something that you can do that can help you to just, you know, get over it. Some other things you can do are real pragmatic. It's like go get a massage, go get acupuncture, go get, you know, do some running, do some activity. It's like help lose the psychic weight that you're carrying because it's just like packed into your field. And the more that you can clear that, the more vitality starts to run through, the more creativity starts to run through, and then you can create your future. Are you thinking to get out of the nursing profession?
Yeah, I was actually thinking I could retire. I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to sell my house. I've got my house on the market, and I figure if I can end up with a certain amount of money, I can retire and then really put my energies, you know, wait, you know, put it out there and see what I'm supposed to be doing without having any pressure to work a job, you know what I'm saying, to do the day-to-day stuff.
Right. Looks like you know, it looks positive for you to be able to take some time off, you know, in the near future. So it looks like selling your house, got to hope it sells. Just put a lot of good energy in the right buyer coming along so that
right.
can free you up to just get your, you know, get the money so you can just kick back and enjoy your retirement. As a nurse, you certainly deserve it, you know. How long have you been nursing?
Over 30 years. I graduated nursing school in 76.
Wow.
So a long time. Most of it, my past has been in a family practice office. My most recent past, prior to that, I was a nurse in plastic surgery.
Oh, wow.
In the OR and stuff. So it's all good. But I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to do something else. I know I'm supposed to be doing something else. I just don't know what it is. That's my blockage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I know I can be mindful and know that I psychically have all this crap that needs to be grounded. I just don't have the tools to do it. So I will pursue grounding this old energy and get rid of it because I don't want it.
You can do it, Laura, or if you get in a bind, you can call an energy healer, you know, to help you. It's like just clear a lot of that old stuff. To me, it looks like, do you have any back problems?
Lately, yeah, I have muscle spasms.
It looks to me like your spine has a lot of old energies in there that's like just globbed on that you need to work it. It's like, that's why I get the massage lit up, like it would be a good thing for you to do. And there's energy back there that's just stuck, and it's making your back kind of inflexible. You know, it's like get an energy healer, you know, to help you. It's like clear that stuff out.
Patty will help me, yeah.
Yeah, Patty's great at that.
Patty's the
answer.
Okay, good. Good.
I would be happy to.
Thank you. So yeah, I should let you talk to some whoever else is still out there. How long do you have on the show, Patty?
Oh, yeah, the way that it worked, we don't have very much time. So that's a wonderful. What you could do is also when Nell comes in and if you'd like to talk to her again, we could arrange that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I did consider Mount Shasta, but it's too hot in the summer.
Well,
relocating.
Thank you.
Just had to throw that out there. Go ahead, Don.
This is Donna Lee. I was wondering if I could get a read from Nell.
Sure.
Great. I'm a professional artist, have been for 30 years, and I'm very successful in my sculpture business. My health has been an issue until more recently. I'm getting better, but I have been very financially behind for the last few years, and that's breaking through now. And I found a place that I want to live for the rest of my life. And right now, this week, I'm looking to make an offer, but I need to have as much cash as possible. My husband was killed in a plane crash years ago, and he told me before he died that he left a $1 million policy. And I have the paperwork to get a search on that, and I feel like something's going to come through really big for me to be able to. Either I'm being tested to see if I can get this house on my own without something else happening, or that's going to come through, and that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, this is Laura Lee, correct?
Donnelly,
D-O-N-A-L-I-E.
Donnelly,
sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Donnelly. The health issues you were mentioning, you said you had some health problems.
Yes.
It just looks to me like you still need to detox your body somewhat for it to function well. Are you having immune type problems?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, there's all kinds of things like things that will help you. I'm sure there are all kinds of ways that you know of to detox your body. It just looks like if you get onto that, that'll help your body tremendously to
Thank
be
you.
Able to get past all this stuff.
Yes.
You know, and it's similar to really what we were just saying. You know, you really need to, it's like just clear the baggage out, not just in your physical body, but in some of these other realms too. Your body looks like it's still healing. How long ago did your husband pass away?
In 83.
Oh, in 83. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's still some of his energy around you, it looks like.
Pardon, say that again? Would you repeat that?
It looks like there's still just a tie to, it's like a heart tie to you, you know, like just a care. And
yeah.
Some of his energy around you is
yes.
around you.
Well, I've been calling him in to help me. I've been, you know, asking for him to help me with this, doing automatic writing for years. I've gone through I've read them recently, all the automatic writings that I had with him. So.
Okay, good. And let's see, let's also for you too, it's like you need to find the right house, you said. You know where you want to live, but you need to find the right house.
No,
right?
I have the house. I have, it's on the market and everything, and I've already saved a good chunk of money for the first time in many, many years. I've been able to pull together some money so that I can make an offer. It's just not enough yet.
I see. Okay, good. It looks like you'll have it right now. I mean, it's trickier and trickier all the time to look at future time issues because everything's changing so fast. It just shuffles the deck constantly. But right now, it looks like June would be a good time, you know, for you to, you know, move all that. Although astrologically, financially, economically, this is kind of a challenging time for this country, obviously economically. So, but it does light up for you personally that you know, things might open up for you then. So gather up your money. It's like gather up as much as you can so that you can just do it. And it looks like there's a really good chance that you can pull that off.
In May or June, but not necessarily now?
Don't stop now. It's like keep working on it now. And
okay, but I'm going to make an offer. I'm going to make an offer in the next week or two.
Cool, do it.
Okay. So give it a shot and see how it plays out. And
absolutely.
And maybe what I'm looking at is just that you have the house and everything's starting to flow for you. But yeah, to get it as soon as possible looks really good for sure.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Make offer. Okay. All right.
Oh,
and
you.
Are you seeing anything about that policy?
The policy. The issue is that the. Let me just check in with Patty here. Patty, how much time do we have?
We have not too much time. 5 more minutes. So.
We'll wrap this up here. So the policy, you're putting a search on it. Your husband told you that he had taken out a policy. But you don't know where it is? Is that it?
I believe it was taken from us.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I have a lot of information in that regard.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. From my daughters and I.
Oh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But no one could use it because it was in, yeah.
No, I think I inadvertently, they conned me into, I unwittingly signed over beneficiary.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Inadvertently. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't know. To me, it seems like it's still out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it feels like. I have a feeling, this is something that was coming to me while you guys were talking. I just feel that if you start to call around to some of the insurance companies that you dealt with before,
mm-hmm.
they may find it because
mm-hmm.
They have records.
Well, that's
of
the
everything.
Search that I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah, I would keep doing it. I have a feeling you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I agree with Patty. I think it's out there. And
yeah.
So don't give up hope. Let's send a lot of light to
yeah.
You just follow, it's like wherever that policy is, just put a lot of light around it
yeah.
and a lot of light around you and then connect the two up so that it's like, let's clear all the blocks, obstacles, impasses, limitations, so that you can just find this thing, get right to it, and cash it out, and forget about any of these money problems anymore, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've been. He wanted me to have it, me and my daughters, and I have been working on the forgiveness of the people who I think were behind it. You know, behind taking it from us.
I don't know. I think it's still out there, and I think that you, like Patty said, you do well to keep looking for this thing until you find it, because it's out there and it's yours.
Thank you.
You get your name on it, and you need to cash that in. You need to get that.
Yes.
So good luck to you on that. Okay.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I do too. We can actually talk longer. It's just not streamlining presently, but we can definitely talk to everybody online. So let's see who else is on. Do we still have Mark?
Yeah, let the other people have a chance.
That's okay. I just was wondering, is Mark still on? Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Well, we have Nell, so would you like to ask Nell a question?
Yes, I want to ask her something real quick.
Sure.
Mel, I want to know about this love of my life. When is it coming? Is it going to be from another nation? And just give me a little idea so I don't wander all around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thinking when everybody is him. So.
Yeah. That's a problem. That can really hold things back. What is your name, please?
My name is Marie.
Marie. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Marie.
Yeah.
And Marie's looking for the love of her life. It looks like he's out there. It looks like he's out there.
Okay.
And it looks like it would be really, really good. It looks like you have an agreement to hook up at some point. And you definitely are looking, and you put that out there like that to the universe, and there is someone out there for you.
Okay.
And they're looking too. You know, they're looking for you as well. Can you give
me
a what? Yes, hello?
Yes,
yeah,
hello?
You broke up. I did not hear you. I didn't hear you. You broke up. What did you say?
I said, you know, it would be really good to keep, it's like talking to this being, this person, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're there, he's there. If you go to my website, I have this, again, that pull down on healing information. There's piece called a spirit letter, where you can write a letter to the spirit of another person and just keep, it's like talking to that person and evoking them and inviting them into your life so that, you know, it's like the two of you meet. It looks like that would be the most, that would facilitate things the very best.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's definitely someone out there that you have almost like contracted to be with, and he wants to be with you. But he's looking, you're looking, the two of you just need to connect. So let's ask that the magnetic energy of you and the magnetic energy of him kind of link up like two magnets drawing each other together. But get that spirit letter, Marie, and it's a simple little process where you start talking to the spirit of another person. And that is really a very powerful thing to do. And you just start evoking that and asking that the two of you join up. It's almost like talking in his ear. It's like he'll hear your voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the two of you will just know it. When you see each other, it's going to be like this huge, unmistakable shift that happens inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart opens up, and you'll just feel it. And you'll know. It's like you'll just know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Patty, anything to add to that?
Well, I just, when you were talking, I had a vision of him at a church. And it's like a group of people that go to this, it's like singing. I was hearing music. So I have a sense that he may be in this group, or you'll meet him in this group. He has a sense of joy around him, very much connected to you. So I would have a feeling he's not far away. I have a sense he's pretty close, actually. So that was a vision. I saw you were at a church or a function, and you were singing, and there was a lot of music around, and it was a very joyous place. And it's almost like Janelle said, when you see him, he's going to look at you like, where have you been, kind of thing, you know? He's been looking for you, too. You know, he's been looking as hard as for you as you for him. So I do feel it's coming. I have a sense it's really close, actually. But that's where I saw it happening, so I don't know. I would keep your eyes open. So we're going to see who else is on the line, so let's see.
Patty, I am here. I couldn't take myself off mute quick enough earlier.
Okay, great.
But I haven't left. My name is Mark from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And how you doing now?
Hi, Mark from Rhode Island. I'm great, thank you.
Great. You did a reading for me now several years ago.
Oh, I think you did.
You did a great job. And I'm actually at a much different point in my life now. And I was just wondering if maybe you had anything to abbreviate my life with. I've kind of had a very, very series of challenging lifetime problems that I made my way through, a lot of personal growth, and I'm just at a really, really fabulous place. I'm probably the happiest I've ever been, doing what I love and kind of reinventing myself, and just didn't know if you sensed anything that might kind of add to that.
Well, you do look, I mean, it's almost like I want to say congratulations, Mark, because you really have been through a lot. And you look like you did a great job with it. It was not easy, but it just looks to me like you really are coming out of a phase more. You seem more in your body and like you're coming more into your own. It still looks, though, like you have a few chinks in your armor from some of that, like you took some hits, and there are still places inside you that it still looks like it's processing through. But mostly, it's like it strengthened you, and it made you really strong, and you're in a much better place. It looks like you're coming more into your own, and more of your own essence energies. It's like the biggest truth about who you are. It's coming more online, more and more and more. And this is a process of unfoldment that you're going through, which looks really good. So it almost looks like you could... Do you do anything with horses at all?
Do I do anything with horses?
Yes.
Was that a question? No, I don't.
Yes.
I've ridden horses in the past.
Yeah, there's all these images of horses. You know, horses is a symbol for power also, personal
mm-hmm.
power and coming more into one's own, which gets... In that way, it just looks to me like you're still getting here in some ways. You've, again, done a remarkable job. And where your head is it just looks like a good future. I see you walking your path. It's like getting on your path finally and walking your walk. Patty, do you have anything to add to that?
I see him really kind of... it felt like I was looking at two different things he's going to be doing. I felt like he does one thing that earns him money, but I have a sense that his spiritual self is actually in this is budding, you know? I mean, is actually budding and has a lot to say and has a lot to share. And it feels like there's that sense of him that's starting to emerge as well. You know, and that feels right for me. That feels like, oh, so that is the growth as well that happened. Mostly everything that happened is, oh, I believe, for your spiritual growth. And I really get that it really has enabled him to have a new dialogue with people and to be able to help them as well. So that's where I see it as benefiting the planet, you know. Because everything that happens to us is happening to us personally, but it's happening to us on a universal level, too. So we are here to kind of you know, help the consciousness and to raise it. So by speaking it, by talking your truth, by telling your story is really what I believe a lot of why it all happened, you know, kind of
right.
thing. So I really get that that's where it's going and where it is. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, it just feels very light and bright and great.
Well, thank
all.
You. I mean, I appreciate, I know both of you have a real sensitivity, and I just appreciate being able to speak with both of you on this, and I really value what you sense.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, Mark, another thing is I would really refer you to that grounding paper also, because you've got a lot of power that's waking up in you. And it looks like you just need to stabilize it, but you're definitely, it feels like you could just about do what you want. But it's like when you get on that path, I just see you walking and you just keep on walking, you know, which is a great image for you. Are you like, are you guys related, if I remember right, or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. I thought, I don't know. I'm just remembering some things.
Oh, that's good, Mel. That's a long
yeah.
time ago.
That's real good.
I really.
It's the brother she never told me about.
See, that was good. You knew. That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, he's a wonderful teacher. So, yeah. So do we have anybody else on the line? We spoke to Mark and Donna Lee. Who's else is on the
Lori.
Line? Lori's still on the line. We
yeah, well, only through Donnelly's phone. I don't know if I could
that's
afford
okay.
to.
That's okay. Is Megan still on the line? No. Hello? Hello? Okay,
wow,
so.
It's just me.
All right, we have Nels then. Okay, well, we have spoken to everyone, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And that's what we're going to have to end the show. But we are going to have another show where Nell will be on the whole time, and we really can have a little more in-depth conversation with her. Hopefully we'll do it soon. It was just just the first show was just the way it was. So it was still
I'm telling you,
wonderful.
It was great.
It
was great. The way it went down was perfect.
Oh,
thank you very much, Nell and Patty. Very much.
Yes. Thank
you, Patty,
Mark.
Can I ask Nell a quick question?
Sure, yes.
Now, I've been asking God this every day. Am I going to be okay? Is this all going to come together for me soon? You know, I'm living.
Is this
Lori?
Huh? Yeah, this is Lori.
This is Lori, the nurse.
Oh, Lori. Oh,
Lori. Lori, the nurse.
Oh, Lori, the nurse. Are you going to be okay? I got it, Lori. Are you going to be okay? What do you mean exactly?
Well, it's like, what's going to happen to me? I'm like, I just feel, I guess I need to get grounded, but I just feel like I'm in this state of flux of this not knowing of this, you know, I'm just going through the motions day to day, you know.
I know, Lori, you know, it looks to me like, you know, it's like you vacillate a lot, you know, it's like you go back and forth and you feel like you're drifting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like just what you're doing is processing a lot. You might feel like nothing's happening and you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to reassure you, you're doing a lot of work in this state.
Okay.
And you're processing so much, so don't lose hope. But
okay.
It looks like, you know, the rest of this year, honestly, it looks like you might have those kinds of feelings. You'll go in and out of this, like you weave in and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this time next year, it looks like that state is going to be behind you, and you'll have a lot more clarity about who you are, where you're going. You know, so just, it's like, muddle, you know, almost have to 12-step it, Lori. Just take it one day at a time.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Just take it one step at a time. And, again, I think your process would be facilitated by getting some clearing work.
Yeah,
it's like just
okay.
Unload a lot of this baggage, and I think you'll feel a lot better, a lot more clear. You'll have a lot more vision. You'll know where you're going.
Okay.
And, you know, it'll just help, you know, you to unload the baggage and
okay.
then get back to feeling like yourself again, because you're this just an amazing being. You just need to get
yes.
back home to yourself and feel like yourself, and you know, things will you know, you won't have the state anymore, because it's a little bit of a hell state to just drift around when
right.
you're used to being action oriented and being on the ball
right.
and having all the balls in the air and all that stuff. It'll feel horrible, you know. So whatever you can do to process the old and, you know, start thinking about what you would love to do, you know, and dream. You
okay.
know, it's not a waste of your time to sit down and dream about no holds bar. In fact, this would be true for everybody, you know.
Yeah,
think
this
about
is Sonali. I told her to do a 100 wish list. That's
good,
always really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And also, can you talk to her now about the vibration that she's feeling in the morning, in the early morning hours?
Oh, do we have time to talk about that real quick?
Yeah.
When I'm trying to sleep in the morning, it starts around 5:36. I feel these vibrations. I don't know if it's coming from the neighborhood I live in, if they're doing, I know it when they're doing snow removal, I know all that, but I will get up because I'll literally, it'll keep me awake, this vibration, and I will get up and I will open my sliding glass door and there is total silence. So it's coming from me, unless there's some underground pipe I don't know about that's sending something somewhere that's causing this vibration. I don't know if it's possibly, I'm hopefully ascending to a higher level, but it is also, it interrupts my sleep at the same time, but it's usually only in the early mornings. So I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means.
It's not an environmental thing. It's something that's going on in you. It's a shift that's occurring in you. And this, when we have like a Kundalini experience, it can be like an energy that vibrates up through the body. It usually starts at the first chakra and it comes up the spine.
Uh-huh.
And Kundalini energy is like a burning. It clears the pathways. It's helping you. It's trying to help you clear all this old energy that's stuck in your field.
Okay.
And it'll feel like a little vibration. Don't be afraid of this. You go, oh, and it can wake you up because it's such a strong energy, and it's hard to sleep through. It's very, very electric and fiery.
Uh-huh.
And it'll feel like a vibration that's like a vibrating through your body.
Right, exactly.
And just take some deep breaths. Grounding is perfect. You know, when people have Kundalini activity, that's like voltage that's going through your body. You need a good, just like any electric appliance in the house, they all have a grounding wire to function properly. You need to ground. So please do get that grounding paper or do whatever grounding exercise you can, and it'll help stabilize that so that it's not waking you up.
Okay.
You know, and it'll just facilitate everything, you know, Laura.
Okay.
It'll just help everything just clear the energy, but also get the healing energy that's trying to occur just to flow more easily and readily through your whole psychic field.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, I don't want to take anybody else's time. I'm grateful and honored, and blessings to you.
Ditto.
Thank you so much for calling. And next time we have a show, I'll let you know so you'll have more time to talk to me.
Okay, Patty, I guess we're all going to hang up, right, Donnelly?
Yeah.
I'm on your phone. Okay.
All
right.
That's all
bye.
Good.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys. Sending you love.
Let's see who else is on the line. Is there anyone else on the line that we didn't talk to yet?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, this is Anna.
Oh, hi, Anna. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, well, we're happy
waiting.
To take it.
I have a difficult situation going on right now with my finances regarding keeping my home. I started a process trying to get refinanced many months ago, and it hasn't worked out, and I pretty much used my savings up, and I'm wondering where I'm going to go from here and if I'm going to lose my home or something will turn up to help the situation.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, a family member? I'm seeing, like, a family member who can help you, maybe with a loan or just to help, you know, help you through this time?
Well, one that I'm close to is going through a process of selling his home, too, which hasn't sold and relocate. So right now it's iffy kind of for him. And
right.
not sure anyone else can help me. I have some older relatives, but they're living on pension and so forth.
I see. Okay.
The bank to help and counseling, and it hasn't worked out.
Yeah. To me, it feels like, Anna, you need some kind of an energy clearing, you know, in your field, in your home, just to get things moving. You've got a lot of energy in your house that's just stuck. It's like near the baseboard, near the lower part of the house, and it's just, it's like static, and it's not having anything move. So it'd be really good, even if you use like a golden flame, you know, some kind of visualization to clear that out of the house, out of your body, and to keep, it's like grounding and saying what you want, and seeing, it's like something opening up. It looks like there's a window of opportunity in the next few months for something to come through to help you out with this, either a government program or something like that that will help you to not lose your home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are losing their homes right now. They've got to do something. They've got to step in and do something for cases like this. So keep looking for those kinds of programs to help you, float you for a while.
I've gone to a government housing counseling service, but they haven't done anything either, and they're just kind of dragging their feet as well. So I'm really stuck. And
I had a question, Anna. I was just seeing that. Do you have rooms in this house that you could be renting?
Well, I tried to get a close friend to move in, but right now she's helping her family where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't work out, and I'm hesitant to just get strangers.
Right. But I have a feeling that if you can just, you know, ask the energies to be sending you the appropriate person to help you during this time. I have a feeling there. I saw two energies needing a room, and that would help you with your mortgage, a great deal, actually. So I have a feeling that there are two energies that would be really wonderful people that would be clean and neat and trustworthy and all that that you're looking for. I just really want you to put that energy out there that says, I am willing for any help in this area at this time. So if it is that a roommate situation would help you, I see that as an immediate help. That's what it was like. This is what, you know. And Nell, do you see that at all?
That sounds great. I think that's an excellent suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, Anna, is you might sit down with a pen and paper and just start listing the kinds of people that you'd love to move in with you. You know, so that you're telling your subconscious, this is what I want you to create for me. This is what I need for my everyday existence, and also to help me, you know, get creative and innovative about getting through these trying times right now.
Mm-hmm.
So start thinking about what you want. A lot of people are kind of waiting for things to unfold instead of taking the bull by the horns and saying, this is what I want for my future.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at a pivotal time right now. We really need to start saying what it is that we want to create for our future more than ever, really, because everything is such a big toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
So for you specifically, get to work. It's like start visualizing what it is that you want.
Really,
and
for 8 months, thinking of everything, running everywhere and doing everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted from the chase, you know.
Well, it's a good sign then. Then just stay put. That's always what I say. If you're tired from running, it's because you don't have to run. You just have to stay grounded. And then grounded is a very strong place in you. It means that you're here and you're not going somewhere else. So my feeling is get really grounded. Become that beacon that you are, that amazing light, and draw into you what it is you need. And that, to me, that's how powerful we are. So like Nell said, start writing it out. Do your homework and putting it out there. First with you, you know, first with you, what do you want? If this is going to be two people in your home, what would they be like? They would, of course, not smoke. They would be clean. They would be spiritual.
It's funny because I smoke and I have animals, and a lot of people have that objection. So some people are too picky about where they want to move, so that's
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That would be a perfect situation then for somebody who does smoke and who can't find a situation. So that would be really wonderful. Yeah. So, you know, whatever it is, that's what I was getting, that you have to put it down because somebody out there is probably having a hard time, you know, finding the right place for them because they smoke or they have animals. So, you know what? That would be a perfect. Imagine if you put it on Craigslist and you put it for the area that you want.
I wouldn't.
You would be afraid. You know, I would be too. And my feeling is if you tell people, you through your network of friends.
That's what I've been doing. I've been spread the word, but I don't want to take just anybody because I've had bad experiences.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think through people that already have met the person, you'll feel a little bit more safe and protected. Yeah. I see it coming to you. I do see that your hesitation about it is what's stopping it.
Uh-huh.
So if you can move that out of the way a little bit and just know that you are guided and it's going to be okay, it will happen.
Your friend will decide to move in because she would have been a perfect roommate. I mean, we know each other a long time and our situations are, you know, pretty good. We're both, you know, she's trustworthy, but you don't see her.
I do see a female and a male. So is it possible that she has...
Well, I have a cousin and his wife who are in the process of selling their home, and they haven't bought a home yet, but I don't know.
That might be what I'm seeing. It's a couple kind of thing.
They were moving to northern Florida, but I don't know if they would change their mind and...
Well, maybe they may need a respite, you know, before they get their other place. They may need a place to be for a while until they
think,
you know.
Going to
I don't think it's permanent, the situation, but I think it's going to help you for now. That's what I think, you know.
Yeah, to get over the hump till something else turns up.
And that's what I... Thank you, Anne. Thank you for calling. And, you know, blessings, and I'll keep the highest vision, and so will Nell for you.
Do you have any idea if there will be any male companionship around me in the near future? Or I have a friend, but...
what do you think, Nell? I'm going to give this one to Nell.
Is this Anna?
Yeah, she wondered if she...
Okay, let's see. Right now, it looks like you've got this more immediate need to focus in on right now. And that's kind of the main thing that I see lighting up right now. In terms of a partner, let me see. Maybe later this year, maybe later on toward the end of the year. There's a window of opportunity opening up then, you know, but right now it's like there's been so much survival kinds of issues in your field. How am I going to make it? I don't want to lose my house. That eats up a lot of your life force, you know, to worry about such things. So, of course, it would behoove you. I think Patty's suggestions are excellent and that it would, you know, just behoove you to get that going so you can settle, calm down, and start to open up to think about these other things.
Right.
Well, I hope that this won't be, you know, ongoing for a whole lot longer because I do want to move on with my life, and right now it's got me in a holding pattern, and I don't like this feeling every day.
Yeah, the holding pattern is a big issue, Anna, and you need to clear that somehow, and, you know, I don't know. It seems like you really need to move the energy in your house. This will help you facilitate getting those roommates in there and paying the mortgage and stuff like that.
I did a lot of staging, and I set up the room instead of being just a sitting room. I set it up as a bedroom and decorated nicely in there and with the intention of it being a space that someone, you know, would find, nice to stay in.
That energy looks great, Anna, but it's almost like just like a human being has a grounding connection, a house has its own grounding connection. And that's where I see, it's like, have you lived there for a long, long time?
About 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. It looks like a lot has happened in 4 years, and there's just a lot of energy in the house that is stagnant. And you need to get that cleared out somehow. So, sage it, visualize a flame coming through, but really low, close to the floor, you know, the baseboard, the floor, and many, many feet below that. That's the area that needs to clear
so that you can get things moving again. Otherwise, it will make you feel like your life is in molasses. You know, you're walking through molasses. Nothing is shifting. Nothing is moving. Everything is stuck. And, you know, that's not fun. You've been there long enough. You know, the stuckness feeling, and it's time to move that, clear that out if you stay. You know, so whatever you can do to just clear that out would really facilitate a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies. I hope to hear you back on the air again. And
thank you so much for calling. And when I will have Nell again, so check out my webpage, and we'll tell you when she'll be on again.
And what is your webpage?
Heart and Soul Holistics. You can read about Nell and connect, and also get in touch with her webpage and everything that she was mentioning about the grounding cord information. Just go to Heart and Soul Holistic. It's all one word, .com, and it will punch you up to Patty Sherwin's website. And you can then Nell's, all her information on everything that she does and everything she's doing will be on that page, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, Ann.
Thank you very much. It was a good show.
Yeah, and I was thinking when you were talking about the person, I had a name come up for me, which is not a common thing, and his name was Henry. A man named Henry. And he was, you know, just, it felt like a neighbor, someone that you know, or a person around you.
I have a close friend that I've been friends with quite a while who is sort of a neighbor. He lives a short distance. Uh-huh. I don't know. But
yeah.
His name isn't Henry, but...
I know, but this felt like somebody that you know, that you're going to be moving more into a relationship with. It was just what I got, so...
The end
that
of
was,
fear.
Hmm. Yeah.
If you get any description of what he looks like, that would give me a clue.
Well, I saw, he's not a very tall man. He has like dark hair and a mustache. And he almost seemed Hispanic. Isn't that strange? But
really?
That's what,
yeah. Dark skin, kind of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does look, he could be taken, he's not, but he could be taken from.
Okay, that was the image of the person that came to me.
Mm,
kind of balding, but has
hair
on the side, a mustache, kind of dark hair, kind of a shorter set, stout, kind of stout guy, kind of a thicker body. Not fat, but not thin, you know.
Right.
But that's the image. And around, he seems in the 50s, like 57, 58 when I look at him. Yeah. That's the image. Yeah.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Let us know if it worked out.
Thanks, ladies.
Okay, Cindy. I will talk to you again. Okay, we're going to see who else is on the line. Is there anybody else that we would like to talk to? Hello?
I think we've cleared everybody.
Did we?
Okay. I'm going to have to go, Patty.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time now.
Sorry. I should have thought to call in earlier. It seems like you had sent me an email that said you'd be calling me. So I just understood. I was just waiting. I thought, oh, she's probably getting everybody set up.
That was like, I thought it was like maybe I just couldn't get everybody online or something. And it was wasn't clear on how it went down. But anyway, we will do this again, hopefully, and everybody will be able to really talk to you.
It's wonderful, Patty. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Nell.
Take care.
Okay. Bye, everyone. And hope everybody. Bye, Cindy. Bye-bye.